الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nure Mujassam, Shahe Bani Adam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the antithesis of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Alayhi Muridwan. In today's episode and program, we are going to be speaking about the welfare of the grieved Ummah. Jiha. The welfare and assistance rendered by this Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the honorable and blessed and noble companions alayhim ridwan, our pious predecessors. Please stay tuned with us from now till the end of the program to hear and learn more about the welfare of this beautiful Ummah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to that, as per routine, let's increase our love devotion and connection with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whenever two people meet and greet each another for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, whilst doing so, they recite durood, salams and salutations to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before they depart from one another, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall pardon their past and their future sins. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Dear viewers of Madine channel, these are due to the blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak. So why feel shy? Let's collectively recite Durood-e Paak in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and have our sins forgiven. For Durood is a dua for yourself, dear viewers of Madine channel. Milke padte hai. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله إن كهين سدور منزل قریب کی بات ہے نہ کہیں سے دور ہے منزل نہ کوئی قریب کی بات ہے، جس چاہے اس کو نواز دے، یہ درے حبیب کی بات ہے، صلو علیہ و آلہ، صلو علیہ و آلہ، صلو علیہ و آلہ، جسے چاہا دے پہ بلا لیا، جسے چاہا اپنا بنا لیا، یہ بڑے کرم کے ہیں فیصلے، یہ بڑے نصیب کی بات ہے، صلو علیہ و آلہ، صلو علیہ و آلہ، صلو علیہ و آلہ. So dear viewers of Madani channel, all those who are currently with us at this very moment, please stay with us from now till the end of our episode and program for this morning, inshallah. And as we have the first kalam and naat ready just for you, alhamdulillah, as-subhu bada min tala'atihi is the naat that we will be listening to when we do come back. Remember, we are discussing the help rendered and offered by the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the grief-stricken people, to the poor and destitute people of this Ummah. How the Sahaba and how the Awliya, how our pious predecessors have come to the aid of many people out there, not considering their status, their reputation, their dignity, their exaltation which Allah has bestowed upon them. When it came to help, when it came to the assistance and to the aid of others, Allahu Akbar, to aiding others, Sahaba Ikram alayhim uridwan left no stone unturned. And inshallah azza wa jalla, we want to be inspired by their lifestyle and by their ideas and by their ways. So therefore we are discussing this inshallah, so that if ever we have this opportunity, we could also follow the teachings of the blessed Sahaba and companions alayhim uridwan. Stay tuned with Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله 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 والليل دجى من وفراته هي نور سهر چهره سے تیرے اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے گنجینہ راہ الحمد لله رب العالمين ما شاء الله سبحان الله الصبح بدا من طلعته by our respected and honorable Ashfaq Madani Attari Sallamahu al-Bari in his melodious and unique andaz. MashaAllah, bada pyara style hai aur andaz hai. Allah Ta'ala karam farmaye, raham farmaye aur hum sab ko aashiq-e rasool banaye. May Allah Azza wa Jalla increase our love for this beautiful organization at the same time, MashaAllah, which is your movement of Quran and Sunnah, your Da'awat-e-Islami, MashaAllah. And Arakeen Shura, especially our respected Rukne Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari Sallamahul Bari, MashaAllah. And all the Arakeen Shura, Damat Fuyuzum, who go out of their way and they, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, assist us. And they also, day and night, are trying extremely hard to remove the grief and the pain from the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's dive a little deep into our discussion for this morning, and I want to narrate these beautiful narrations and stories that will surely enlighten you, inspire you at the same time. Who does not know the second Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, who needs no introduction? However, we speak about him to remind ourselves of his outstanding personality. For he is the same Umar radiallahu anhu who used to stay up late night just so that he could wander in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara to find any orphan and poor person. Koi ghareeb mile to uski madad karun. Theek usi tarah ek raat aap galiyon mein ghoom rahe the. Hai 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 hai. And as he walked to the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, he found that there was a tent outside a house and there was some light coming out, there was a lamp burning. He went closer and approached. He made salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. A male companion had given the answer to his salam, and then he inquired as to what is the matter, why are you outside your home till so late? He mentioned that I am actually planning on going to see Khalifatul Muslimin Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. Main unse milne ja raha hoon. Allahu Akbar. But he did not see the second Khalifa in Islam, Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, in his life. Therefore, he had no idea that the person he is talking to is Umar himself radiyallahu anhu. He was then asked, what is the matter? Why do you want to see Amir al-Mu'mineen? He says, well, my wife is pregnant, she's expecting, she's in labor. There's taklif and there's pain, there's hardships, you know, financially at the same time. He expressed some of his problems. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said to him, could you just wait here? Don't leave, I'm coming right now. He goes straight to his home and he tells his wife, Sayyidina Umm Kulthum bint Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So he says to her, do you desire to accumulate some sawab and reward? For the reward has come to you itself. She asked, what happened? And then he says, there is an Islamic sister that's in labor and she's in pain. And if you assist her, Allah will definitely reward you. Are you ready to go? She says, why not? Let's go. They grab and they taken whatever they could with them. And he even said, quickly take some groceries with you. Take the pot, take some things that we could go and cook a meal for the family. Amirul Mu'mineen, with his family and with some groceries, he took himself all the way to the house of the companion. As he reached there, he told the husband, can my wife go inside and see your wife? He says, no problem. Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha goes inside the house to assist his wife. Whilst outside, the fire was lit, the pot was placed on top of the fire and food was then prepared. By the time the food was prepared, on the other hand, inside, a baby was born. So the wife of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, give your companion the tidings of a son. Allahu Akbar. When the companion outside heard the title Amir al-Mu'mineen, he stepped a few steps back. He goes backwards and he is astounded by what he just heard. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said to him, halt, just wait. Don't go back, don't panic, this was our responsibility. And let me tell you something. I want you to eat this food right now. And also feed your wife, take care of her, and tomorrow come and see me in the morning, and I will dedicate and I will fix an allowance for your family and for your child as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He was so grateful and thankful to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how did you find this parable to be? What are some of the lessons could you extract from this amazing, outstanding, fabulous narration with regards to the humility, humbleness, soft-heartedness of Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Did you not see how fast he radiyallahu anhu had assisted a poor man in his difficult time when he was parishan that my wife is in labor, there's no one to help? Allahu Akbar. This is Islam, and this is the teachings of Islam, and this is the upbringing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tarbiyat. For he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instilled these values in his companions alayhim ridwan. So this is the tarbiyat which he attained and got from the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For he is the same Umar Farooq radiyallahu an. Allahu Akbar. After he accepted Islam, after he pledged allegiance in the hands of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu increased his love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Sahih al-Bukhari, in the chapter, in the bab Manaqib Umar radiyallahu anhu, you would find that he is the same Umar from whose shadow even Shaitan runs away. In Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 2, you will find he is the same Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was given the glad tidings of being a heaven dweller by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is the same Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, for whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam supplicated in the following manner and said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, honor Islam through Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. He is the same Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who used to stay awake till late nights just in order so that he could go through the streets of Medina. He could go and visit various homes and areas of Medina, whereas he could find some often suffering, some destitute and helpless person that needs help, and he would go to their assistance. Allahu Akbar. He is the same Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in whose opinion verses of the glorious Quran Pak was revealed, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He is the same Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that after he accepted Islam, through him, namaz was then performed openly without any fear. Subhanallah. So we are speaking about this Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whose appellation and kunya is Abu Hafs, and his title is Farooq Azam, and his name is Umar radiyallahu anhu. Just pay attention to these words, dear viewers. We are speaking about a great Sahabi, a great personality, outstanding appearance and characteristics. As I mentioned, the Muslims were overjoyed when he accepted Islam. The Muslims became braver when he accepted Islam. For as I said earlier, when he did accept Islam, Allahu Akbar, then the Holy Rasul ﷺ with his companions began to lead Salah openly. Allahu Akbar. He is the same Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, who participated in many battles with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and served as a loyal companion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the minister and advisor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while planning all strategic tactics to uplift Islam. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madina ki. Dear viewers, this is Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. More have been mentioned about him, that while being appointed at the rank of being a khalif, he radiyallahu anhu fulfilled all the responsibilities for as long as he was the Khalifatul Muslimin, and he performed his responsibility very beautifully without any difficulties in terms of course bringing about justice onto this earth, and he was very famous for his justice. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the desire of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is actually the result of the dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His blessed heart was immensely illuminated with the nur of Allah azza wa jal, and he was an embodiment of wisdom and hikmah. Allahu Akbar. Examples of his courage, of his bravery, of his humility, of his simplicity, of his determination, of his perseverance, of his patience, of his honesty, of his wisdom, and of his sabr, all of this has been engraved in the history, in the books of history, even to date, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. You want to know about his bravery? Open tariq, read his seerah. You want to know about how strong Islam and Iman did he possess? Open history and you would learn so much about this great personality. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So finally, an accursed person attacked him with a dagger during Fajr Salah. At the time of Fajr, he was attacked with a dagger. Due to the intensity of wound, he embraced martyrdom on the third day of the attack. At the time of his Mubarak demise, he was at the age of 63, dear viewers. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu was the age of 63, and he radiallahu anhu was laid to rest in the blessed Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, next to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Aapne, mashallah, those who went there, we all know, alhamdulillah, it is the qabr of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next to him, it is the qabr of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, and then it is the qabr of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his poetry, has mentioned, he says,
Mahbub Rabb Arsh hai is sabz gumba mein, Mahbub Rabb Arsh hai is sabz gumba mein, pehlu mein jalwa ga atiq o umr ki hai, pehlu mein jalwa ga atiq o umr ki hai, अतीक उमर की है, पैगाम सबा लाई है गुलजार नबी से, आया है बुलावा मुझे दरबार नबी से, दरबार नबी से।
So dear viewers, we just brought about some of his biography into our program just so that you understand who we are talking about. All these amazing qualities that we have mentioned is for Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, and he is the person who helped that man who was to be a father, who was going to be a dad, a father. And Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, in the midst of the night, no, not concerned about his comfort, compromised with his peace and comfort, he found pleasure in helping people during the middle of the night when people usually are sleeping. These are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are the beloved of the Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared gardens for them. Beautiful, lavish gardens beneath which rivers flow, and they will abide in it forever. What a beautiful akhirah for them. What a beautiful result and outcome for them. That is when you would want to jump over your results. When we see the results of the dunya, when you do well in the university, in the campus, in your school, it brings about joy, comfort, happiness, tranquility. You know, you would earn well, you will have a good degree and a good job. Your certificate will show how well you've done, and based on that, you will get credits, you will increase, you will grow, you will fly in life, and the sky is the limit. People get excited, but can you imagine when the results of this dunya will be given to us in the akhirah, and when you will be shown that despite being a billionaire here in this world, unfortunately you did not make it due to your sins being excessive and your good deeds being too less. What about the comfort of the akhirah? What about the comfort and the luxuries of Jannatul Firdaus? Don't you and I want to achieve and attain those comforts? Should we not work towards that? Follow the footsteps of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. If you ever have the opportunity of helping someone with money alone, alhamdulillah, sometimes if you have the time, You can help a person with your waqt and time as well. Some people don't require your money alone. They need you. They need your assistance. They need your help. They need your time. They need your presence. Apne agar ata farma de Allah ki riza ke liye. This is why. This is the reason why. If you focus on the ahadith, why did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say on the day of judgment there will be such people that for whom even Anbiya alayhimu salam and Shuhada will envy them after seeing them to see their status? Why? Because from amongst the qualities, one of the qualities is such that if they ever done you any favor, it was not because they had any connection with you, any relationship with you, because you were their family, their cousin, their brother or their sister. No, if they ever helped you and done anything for you, it was only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, nothing else. They only done that for the sake of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today we do things because he's a contact. If I don't do it now, if I don't scratch his back today, then he will not scratch my back tomorrow. And this is how it is. We make ta'alluq. Hum bhi ta'alluqat banate hain, magar hamari niyat yehi hoti hai ki bhai, hamara koi agar koi kaam hoga to ban jayega. Ye bada pate ka banda hai, contact hai ye, bada tight contact hai. Iske saath joda rehna chahiye. We have to be connected with this person. Fine, your works will get done. You want to keep him as a backup person. When you start a relationship like this, it ends very fast. When you start a relationship for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you love for his sake and when you hate for his sake, then you'll see blessings in that. And one of the qualities of those people on the day of judgment who will be reclining on pulpits made of noor and light, whose faces will be illuminated, even the messengers alayhim salam and the shuhada will envy them on the day of judgment, seeing their status which Allah will bestow upon them. Their quality is such that if they loved you in the dunya was not for any other reason, but rather for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reason why Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu will go out on the streets of Medina, only helping people for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla, for his pleasure. Dear Islamic brothers, the pleasure of Allah is nothing small. For his pleasure, when a bad woman who would do business with her body would feed and give or quench the thirst of a thirsty dog, Allah would admit her into Jannah. Do not regard the pleasure of Allah to be something small. When you do things for his sake, it's very much different. When you do things for the sake of the people, on the day of judgment, Allah will ask you and command you to go and collect your reward from the people for whom you did. In other words, for whom you've done to make them happy. If you read Salah, for example, I'm giving you to show the Imam Sahib and the Muazzin Sahib that, wow, look at my sajda, how perfectly it is. Let the Musalli see how much of humility I have in my Salah, how much of fear for Allah I have in my Salah, khushu and khuzu. Look at my ruku with so much of perfection, my back is totally straight. Look at how much of concentration I have in my Salah, I'm crying in my namaz. When it's done like that, Allah will tell you on the day of judgment, go and collect your reward from the Musallis and for the people that you've done this to show off with. So today we talk about them, today we speak about them, we enlighten our hearts with their zikr, and we remember and we recall the amount of sacrifices they have given for Islam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can never ever forget the miserable condition of the Ummah and how these champions of welfare, these champions of the Ummah of Mustafa ﷺ came forward and carried out these tasks, difficult tasks, despite going through poverty themselves. They never kept anything for themselves. Have you seen kings sleeping on the floor? Have you seen rulers leaving their luxurious beds, golden, beds with rubies and diamonds embedded on them? No. These are such rulers that slept and sat on mats, on chatais, on straw mats, and they ruled the world. These are those companions who slept directly on the floor at times without any mats, where dust and stone and grids of the ground were stuck to their bodies. Their pillows were made of the bark date trees. These are those companions that tied stones on their stomachs. But they ruled the world because they did things for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is a major difference, dear viewers. They never move around with pomp and glory. They never walk around with such bodyguards and have military behind them all the time. These are those people that stayed fasting most of the time, spent making ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jalla during the long nights. During the hot days, they would fast for long hours. Allahu Akbar. And they had so much of love doing this. They had a passion to do this. It was the desire. When people would ask them, what do you even desire to do? What are some of your desires and your wishes? And they would express their wishes by saying, we desire to fast during hot summer days. Aaj hum kehte hain dusre se ki nahi bhai, roza tod lo, aaj bahut garmi hai, nafil roza hai, kya hua, phir kabhi rakh lena. We encourage each other like that for no reason, astaghfirullah. These are those people who keep nafil roza like that, where they get maza and taste to keep fast during hot days, and they love staying thirsty during hot days. What types of mujahid and what type of soldiers and what types of ashiqi rasul do you think these companions had ever turned out to be, dear viewers of Madani channel? It is beyond our imaginations. Now, for the sake of motivation, I present to you some of these ahadith from various books, from Muslim Sharif, Bukhari Sharif. These are some of the books, these narrations are mentioned in. Rasulullah had said, like the same for people what you do for yourself, dislike the same for people what you do for yourself. When you speak, speak good, or rather just remain silent. It's so important and so necessary to think good, to be good, to be kind towards people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in another hadith, Deen, Islam, this religion is all about looking after the welfare of Muslims. This is the whole idea of the deen, to help people, to assist people, not to hurt people. The Blessed Companions humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for who? Whom for? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, for Allah Almighty, His books, His Prophet, and for the Imam and ordinary Muslims of this Ummah. So the whole idea is that you must do welfare work and you must help the Ummah. So it will ask, who must you help? It was mentioned that for Allah Azza wa Jalla, for His book, His Prophet alayhi wasalam, the Imam, as well as the ordinary Muslims. Now we need some elaboration with this hadith. Nasiha of Allah Azza wa Jalla means here keeping pure the Islamic belief. So you want to help, meaning welfare work with regards to Allah means that you should keep the correct Islamic belief. You can't help Allah in that way. You help Allah Azza wa Jalla meaning you help the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You help the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You perform your salah. You worship Him sincerely. Love those who love, who He loves. If Allah Azza wa Jalla loves His friends, then you love them too because Allah loves them. Keep enmity against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping your beliefs pure in relation to Him is actually the welfare with regards to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then welfare through Kitabullah. How do you do welfare with Kitab, with the Kitab of Allah Azza wa Jalla? This means believing in it to be the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, reciting the book. Number three, pondering and reflecting over the ayat and the verses of the Holy Quran Pak. Number five is to act upon the Holy Quran Pak, is the welfare with regards to Quran. Welfare to the Holy Prophet alayhi wasalatu wasalam, how is this possible? Believing in Him to be the leader of all the Prophet alayhi wasalatu wasalam, meaning our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, acknowledging all His attributes which Allah had bestowed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, keeping Him beloved to more than everything in this world and everything it even contains, obeying Him and raising His zikr is welfare to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And welfare to the Imams either refers to Islamic kings or rulers or Islamic scholars, Mujahideen and Awliya. Carrying out their welfare means accepting all their permissible command and whatever hukum and orders they give you, whether they're Imams, rulers, kings, if they are just people and noble people, listen to them. Keeping a good presumption about them and honoring Islamic scholars, not speaking ill and bad about ulama and Muftiyani Kiram. This is the welfare with regards to the Islamic scholars of this Ummah, the Imams of this Ummah. Allahu Akbar. And welfare of ordinary Muslims, what this means? Serving them as per your capability, removing worldly and religious problems from them, loving them, spreading ilm-e-deen amongst them. Not liking something for them, what one doesn't like for himself. So if you don't like something for yourself, don't like it for your Muslim fellow brother as well. This is welfare for ordinary people. So look at how it has been broken in different parts. Welfare in relation to Allah Azza wa Jal, welfare in relation to His Prophet Alayhi Wasalam, welfare in relation to the books of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then the awliya, the imams, and then the ordinary people. Subhanallah. Always trying to assist and always looking for every opportunity to help people. Another beautiful story that once Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu looked for a brave man of Syria but could not find him. He was in search for this brave man of Syria. Dhoonte, dhoonte, wo shakhs akhil mein milai nahi. So, after inquiring about this young man, somebody told Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu that yes, this man, young man that you are looking for, he's actually stuck in the pits of sin, for he's a great alcoholic. He consumes a lot of alcohol. And he's always found drunk, upside down on the streets, here, there. So there's no tikana, there's no specific place where we can actually find him. If you find him, we'll find him anywhere. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu then told his advisor, his assistant, that write out a letter. Now, they had messengers who used to take out the task to write messages to whomever they were commanded to. So the messenger of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu written this message, which Umar Farooq told him to write. He says, right there, all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla in relation to except whom there is none worthy of worship, who is the forgiver of sins. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla and we worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is the acceptor of sins and repentance, inflictor of severe punishment, and the possessor of great reward. There is none worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jalla. These things were written in the letter, the starting of the letter. And he says to him, we are to return to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then he radiallahu anhu, in the khat, in the letter, he supplicated for this young man. He supplicated and said, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him cure from this illness of drinking alcohol, turn his heart and enable him to repent. This letter was written only making dua for this young man, nothing from the tongue, everything from the pen and paper. So when this representative reached that young Syrian drunk man and given him this letter, so this brave Syrian man read the letter and said, my merciful Allah can forgive sins as well. He's reading the letter, he's got the letter in his hand, and he says, Allahu Akbar, my merciful Lord is the forgiver of sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla has indeed promised me for my forgiveness, and He is the acceptor of repentance. His seizure is very severe. Allahu Akbar. He's reading the letter and he's saying, what did Umar Farooq say to me? Allah Almighty has made me feel fear for His punishment. He's now talking to himself and he says, Allah has made me fear, extreme fear for His punishment. I can feel His punishment will come my way. Allahu Akbar, He is a possessor of great reward, and His reward is immense goodness. There is none worthy of worship except Him. We are to return to Him. He kept saying these words repeatedly. He is actually repeating what Umar Farooq had written in the letter, radiallahu anhu. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the acceptor of tawbah. He is the forgiver of sins. He is repeating those words to the extent that then he sincerely repented from drinking alcohol completely, and he abandoned drinking alcohol and he came back to Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So one of the qualities of this ummah is amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar. Ever ponder, this ummah is the last ummah. The Quran says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhawna 'anil munkar. That you are the greatest of nations that ever emerged from this earth. One of the reasons for this ummah to be one of the greatest ummah is that it is, of course, the ummah of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has connection with the Habib of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then this ummah, of course, commands that what is good and forbid that which is evil. Simple as that. Now look at the passion of Umar Farooq to correct this person. If you know you cannot correct your wife and children from committing sins and guna, then you can never do it to your neighbors, and never can you do it to any of your friends as well. Jo shakhs apne biwi bachcho ko apne ghar walon ko correct nahi kar sakta, unko sabhal nahi pa raha, संभालने से मुराद सब खाना पीना नहीं है, मकान कपड़ा छत कपड़े नहीं है. It is rather tarbiyat as well, together with clothing them, honoring them, feeding them. You have to give them good values. Good values doesn't mean that you take them to the malls and they can do what they want to do. You can take them in a shopping center, take them roaming around, holidays, picnics. That's fine. We are speaking about tarbiyah, the upbringing, the foundation is so important. Have we focused on giving them this type of tarbiyat? Have you ever sat with your child who is 9 years old, 10 years old and said to him, beta, always have a big heart. Whenever you see a person suffering your age, don't feel sorry. Even if it's big, if you have got money, sometimes you should help people with money. Convince your children to think that way. Convince your children to plan in that direction. When they see someone who's an orphan, their heart should pour out to them. Don't teach our children to be misers, that no, keep your money, hide your money, don't show your money to any person like that. Making them alert is one thing, but making them generous is another thing. Planting the seed of generosity in their heart will actually increase their wealth one day. And making them bakhil will make them very selfish, and selfish person is always putting himself into problems. He can never be anyone's friend. He thinks for himself and is contrary to the teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, we've spoken about different types of welfare. Get involved in welfare work, dear viewers. Trust me, uska maza hi kuch aur hai. Allahu Akbar. Look at the welfare of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ki koi unke dar se khali haath nahi jata. Jo aata, jitna mangta, jaise mangta, jahan se mangta, aaj bhi mang raha hai. वो अपने घर बैठे बैठे मांग रहा है, सरकार मदीने से आता फरमा रहे हैं. क्या बात है, सुभान अल्लाह. यू कैन नॉट गो टू मदीनतुल मुनव्वरा. जी हाँ, कुरान पाक में तो हुक्म है, वलौ अन्नहुम अज़्ज़लमु अन्फुसहुम जाऊक अस्तग़फिरुल्लाह वस्तग़फर लहुमुर रसूल लवजदुल्लाह तव्वाबुर रहीम. वी आर टोल्ड टू गो एंड प्रेजेंट आवरसेल्व्स द कोर्ट ऑफ मुस्तफा सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. व्हेन वी एवर डू एनी injustice onto our souls, then Huzur Pak will intercede on our behalf. Then you will find Allah most merciful. Yes, that's there. But if you cannot go to Medina, the ulama, the mufassireen, the great scholars of Islam have said that close your eyes for a moment. For a person is not confined to going to Medina if he cannot afford to. Rather, close your eyes and bring Madinatul Munawwara into your heart. Our Aqa is present everywhere. Our Nabi can present himself wherever he wishes to, and he can sit there and sort your problems out either way. To say he could be there sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and remove your difficulties. Allah has bestowed this ikhtiyar and this authority to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turn towards him, ask for forgiveness from Allah and then get involved in this work. Financially this year, if you made intentions to help for someone's school fees, for some child's university fees, for the jami'ah fees, for him becoming an alim deen. If you haven't thought in the direction, think about it. Pick up the call, give your Dawud Islami a call, inshallah. We have now come to the end of our episode for this morning. Speaking about welfare work, I hope that you have been motivated to do some sort of welfare work from your side. Not only financially, offer your assistance and your physical help as well. From all sides, we don't know which one might get accepted in the court of Allah. And due to the blessings of that one action of yours, Allah will pardon all your sins. So keep on focusing in the direction. May Allah forgive you and I. May Allah shower His blessings upon us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We hope that you will continue watching Madani channel. Always remember, our maqsad and mission in this fragrant movement is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Start your day with remembrance.